This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. No doubt about it, beer is big in Michigan. We're fifth in the nation in the number of breweries, microbreweries, and brew pubs. All of that is creating a growing demand for workers to brew, serve, and market all of that beer. Schoolcraft College is launching a new brewing program to help turn out those workers. Rich Weinkoff is the vice president and chief academic officer at Schoolcraft College in Livonia, and he'll be teaching one of the courses in the new Brewing and Distillation Technology Certificate Program. Good to have you with us, Rich.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
What made Schoolcraft decide to create and launch this program, Rich?
We've been noticing, as everybody has in the news, that new breweries were opening up. And I'd been approached by a couple brewers about their frustration with finding suitable employees to work at all aspects of the brewing and distillation process. And so we did what's called an environmental scan last July 2014, and we looked at distilling, winemaking, and craft brewing. And craft brewing and distilling were shown in the report, which is a broad market study and looks at job opportunities and need and who's coming out of programs, showed that we had almost 200% potential growth in the industry and jobs between now and 2020, and distilling was right behind that. Based on that information, I approached our president, Conway Jeffress, and he approved us to move forward and develop the program.
How many breweries do we have going in Michigan right now? I bet that number's changing pretty rapidly.
It does, and data changes based on the year you're looking at, and also people get bought and things like that, but it's at least 200, perhaps a little bit more.
So there's certainly a sense that jobs are there, and people can make their way into the business. Tell me about this. How many credits and how long should it take to go through the course?
It's known as a one-year certificate program, so it is 24 credits. It's made up of 7 courses, and we're scheduling this to be friendly to people who are working, and you should be able to get through it in 8 months. We're looking at the first semester starting in a couple weeks here. Courses will run Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday from 4 to about 8 o'clock p.m.
So if I'm accepted into the program, Rich, what will I learn? What courses will be offered?
Well, we approached this with a lot of input from professional brewers and distillers, and many people like to approach the job of brewer as that's what they aspire to. But the professionals were telling us there are a lot of other places to work in a brewery, so packaging is one of the first places many people go, and cellaring, or actually fermentation management, is another area, sales, taproom management. So as the professionals kept giving us input on this, the curriculum evolve to the point where we'll expose students and graduates to all of these areas. So we have a science class, we have a brewhouse operations and technology class, a marketing class, beer styles and flavors. We have advanced brewing and distillation and beverage service and management courses. So the students actually are going to use the same model we have in culinary arts. They'll actually be making the beer, and eventually when we get all of our licenses approved and in place, we hope to sell the beer paired with the food offerings that are in our student-run restaurant, the American Harvest.
Which has a great reputation. So these folks are going to get knowledge and also real-world applications.
Right. And that was the point that the brewers and the distillers were making to me as I interviewed at least 18 for the curriculum was, these people need to be able to hit the ground running. They need to know how to do like a clean-in-place on a tank. Really practical stuff, so that they can come in and be oriented to the particular brewery, but that they know how to do these things. And that's our focus. That's why it's a certificate program. It's not a degree. Get you in and out and hopefully well-prepared to enter the workforce in a brewery or a distillery.
And I'm curious, as you've kind of assembled this first class of how many students, 24?
24 is our limit for the first semester, yeah.
What kind of makeup is the class in terms of life experiences, ages?
I'm going to expect that we have probably very highly achieving homebrewers who are thinking about making that jump to working in the industry. We probably have some entrepreneurs who have always considered opening their own brewery or brew pub, folks right out of high school who are familiar with craft brewing and really want to make that their life. So it appeals to a broad range of people.
And I know yours isn't the very first program in Michigan to teach brewing, but what do you believe makes Schoolcraft's program unique?
I think the features of our program that may differentiate it is, first of all, the very wide, varied, and intense input we got from the industry. Like I said, at least 18 professionals. I've interviewed everyone from VPs, business owners, field reps, brewers, cellar masters, packaging directors. So I really got their input on what their job is so that we can translate that to the graduate. The second thing is we have industry professionals teaching in the program. So I have folks from local breweries who are teaching these courses. Third is we're coupling it and partnering it with our culinary arts program. So students are really going to be working in a food-centric environment. They'll learn how to match food. They'll learn how to actually build a production schedule based on what the upcoming menu will be. And there's consultations with our master chefs, between the brewer and the master chefs and our certified Cicerone. So we're really looking at a very practical, real-world oriented, hit-the-ground-running, work-ready certificate here that's taught by professionals.
Rich Weinkoff, VP and Chief Academic Officer at Schoolcraft College in Livonia, and he will be one of the instructors as they launch a new certificate program this fall that will teach students how to make beer and everything that goes into it. Rich, thanks so much for sharing this with us.
Thank you, Cindy.